Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trubas, Daf Choftes, in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Alocha Beis. We start in the beginning of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said in the end, Apoyalim Einlim Rishut Litrum, the Apoyalim, the workers, cannot do Truma, except in the case of grapes. Because by grapes, the minute you start the process, it gets Truma, and therefore the owner is very happy that the Apoyalim will do Truma immediately before the Truma comes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Adruchos, meaning the grapes that you step on, Mekevan Shehilchu Behem Shtiverev, the minute they walk on the grapes crisscross, meaning they did two lines on the grapes for two different angles, Metamim Esabor Miyad, immediately the bor, the place of the grapes, of the wine, gets tumo, because the minute they pressed it, right away liquid comes out, it's machshir the grapes to get tumo. So as Reb Chaim says, you assume it's already tome, assuming that right away it got tumah. Says the Gemara about Tani, but it says in the Braisa, a poyalim should tome with a borer, if the poyalim did trumo in the bor, in the pit. Ain't trumo so trumo. It's not trumo. If he may have bor cotton, if it's a small bor, which is very easy to get tumo. Oy, and we're using a gears of Reb Chaim. Oy, shir hachay mishach shechim behem. There is others that are putting their hands into the liquid of the wine. Then trumosum trumo. Then the truma of the workers works because the owner wants the truma to happen. So if you don't have someone not touching the liquid, it's not truma. Meaning the tumor, you don't assume there'll be tumor over here unless someone's touching it. And you just said before that if just liquid came out right away, you assume there is tumor. So the more don't, how can you explain this? Kan be yain, kan be shemen. Here is wine, here is oil. There's a difference between wine and oil. Says the Gemara, v'lo yu yain hu shemen. What's the difference? Chur, wine and shemen should be the same. Says mo yain tumosu mitsuyo. Shemen ain't tumosu mitsuyo. Wine is very easy for it to get tumo, because people drink wine. So it's very, a lot of people come to try to take some of the wine from the pit. So they cause tumo. But oil is not so much, so people don't come and drink oil. So people are not so common to come over there. So therefore, you don't assume tumah unless you know that someone's touching that liquid that came out of the fruits. The Gemara brings out another brisa. Tani, me'emosay toimim isanovim. When can you do truma on grapes? Mishilchu b'em shti be'erev, as we said before, crisscross, you go on the grapes to two sides, two lines. Me'emosay mitamim oisom. When do these grapes get tumah? Once you took out Meiser Sheini, then you should assume that probably Tumo will come, because then people are not careful not to make a Tome. Or we still say, when you take Meiser Rishon, then you could assume it gets Tumo. So the Mohammed B.A. said, look at B'chamai, the Arabim Nagu Kebesil. The Allah is like B'chamai, you wait till Meiser Sheini, but most people didn't mean it like B'chamai. Omab Shimon, Nirim Diver B'chamai, B'chasa Mikdosh. It makes sense like B'chama when there's Beis HaMikdash, people do bring Ma'ase Sheni to Yerushalayim. So then they're very careful not to have any tumah here until they do the Ma'ase Sheni. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, people don't do Ma'ase Sheni. So they're not so careful not to get a tumah, but they're careful only until they get the Ma'ase Rishon. The Chaim Oymim, look at the Rezev, look at the Rezev, Chaim Oygan, both, Elamoytzi Trumo, V'Trumas Ma'aser, U'mitami Sabor Miyad. Immediately after you take out the Trumo, the Trumas Ma'aser, which you give to the Kohen, and those things cannot get tumo, right away he gets tumo, because from here on, the owner doesn't care for the tumo, because my serishin, even if it's tome, it's still edible. Continues the Gemara Meim, and say, Tormim, says, hey, see, when do you start to do tumo on olives? Istani tani mi sheitchenu, istani tani mi yishit onu. Some say mi sheitchenu, which means after, not only after you press it the first time, but once you press it, you take it and you grind it. So you do a full gemar melocho, and only then they get tumo. The other one, Dharma says, no, Mishitono, once you put the big beam on top, like we had by the grapes, already gets tumo. So, well, Nikomandoma, Mishitono. Kurdomandoma, Mishitono, which was the same size, like we said before, by the grapes, the minute you put it in the beam and liquid comes out, so then you assume it's tumo, so you could do truma right away. The Mandoma, Mishitono, Mandoma that says, no, not when you put the beam, no, after you take the olives and then you grind them, and only then it gets to the stage that you could do truma. Like in Rabbi Yochanan Adruchos, thing we said before regarding grapes, once they did crisscross, once they did two lines, Betami and Sabor Miad, right away they caused tumor to the bar. So what's the difference? Why before we say by the grapes, the tumors right away, and by olives that only later in the process. Says the Gemara, no, ela kan b'yayin kan b'shemen. There's a difference between wine and oil. Says the Gemara, well, oh, yayin and shemen, the same question before, what's the difference between wine and oil? Ma bin yayin, ma bin shemen, what's the difference? Yayin tumos mitsuyo, shemen ain't tumos mitsuyo. That's what the Gemara mentioned before. Wine is drink, people get closer to it and make a tummy. Oil, not so much. Therefore, by wine, right away in the beginning of the process, we're very careful to make it betaharo. The oil, because people don't get close to it, so we wait to do the trum until a little later. Continues the Gemara Chotes on base. Omar B'chir Bar Ado. B'chir Bar Ado says a little bit differently. Kana tu mitzuyo, and both the tumors mitzuyo. El shatu mitzuyo b'yayin yoyser b'shemen. It's a little bit more than wine than oil. B'chir explains, because really it's not the end of the process even once you grind it. There's still more time until you finish the entire process. And usually you wait to do truma until the Gemara Melacha, until you finish the entire Melacha. But because wine and oil, there's tumors mitzuyo, they're allowed to do truma earlier. Wine right in the beginning of the process, oil a little bit later because oil is a little less common to get tumo like in wine. Says the Tanya Rabbi Yudo Imer Imratzam if he zaysim venoisan tachas amemel voilechubo alem. If he wants, he can bring some olives, put it under the big beam, go on top of it, and immediately he can do tumo exactly the same time he could do the grapes. And we learn loydoim zaysim lanovin. Don't compare olives to grapes. The grapes are softer. The minute you press in a little bit, liquid comes out, and that's the chashash of tumah. Zayin koshim, olives are harder. They never skim the shemen, and the oil doesn't come out so easily. So you need to give a little more time for it, for the oil to come out, in order to get to the chashash of tumah, and that's when you do the trumo on these fruits. And therefore, oil chubalim is not enough. You have to do yitanu. You have to put the big beam on top of it, which is a little heavier, and that's a bigger process of taking the liquid out of the olives. So the bottom line in the sugya over here is that we allow by grapes and olives to do the trumo immediately, and even the poyalim, we said by grapes, the poyalim can do it even without the permission of Abayis, because it's very quick to get trumo. So therefore, we allow the trumo to happen in an earlier stage. Halacha gimel zok the mishnah. Someone looks at a pile, he says that inside the pile there's truma. And the maaser is inside the pile. And truma's maaser is inside the pile. Reb Chaim points out the Gemara Bavli means to say that he's talking with referencing the middle of the pile. The Yerushalmi is not maaser with referencing so much where it is, but it's inside the big pile. Reb Shimon Oimer Koroshem, Shimon says that's enough. So you have to be more specific. You have to say that the truma and maaser is in the north and the south. Be more. You have to designate exactly what is the truma and maaser, where is it. Rav Loz Chazal says you don't have to, not only you don't have to designate where it is, and not only you have to say that it's in here, you could just say somewhere in this pile there's truma sakari. There's a truma. Rabbi Yaakov says similar regarding Chumas Meister. I don't need to designate where it is. You just say that the Isur, the 10% of the Meister I took out, somewhere we use Chumas Meister, and it's Koroshem without designating what it's not saying it's in the middle, without saying it's north or south, just saying that it is Chumas Meister in here. Continues the Mishnah regarding the order of Bikurim, Truma, and Maaser. So, Mina Torah, as the Mishnah is going to tell us soon, the right order is first Bikurim, then you do Truma, which goes to the Kohen, then you do Maaser 10% that goes to the Levi, then you do Maaser Sheni, which goes to Yerushalayim, and the owner eats it. So, says the Mishnah, Magdim Truma the Bikurim, if it is Truma before Bikurim, or Maaser Rishon the Truma, or Maaser Rishon before Truma, or Maaser Sheni the Rishon. Even though it's allowed not to do it, it's still okay, it still works. Shenema, what's the pasuk the law says there? Don't make later what's supposed to be earlier. So the order of your fixing, don't delay things that need to be first. Says the Mishnah, be nine shik demu bikurim l'truma. How do you know the bikurim comes before truma? Zekor truma reishis, zekor truma reishis. They both are called in the pasuk truma and reishis. So how do you know Bikurim before Truma? Elik demu Bikurim, shem Bikurim l'koil. The reason why Bikurim come first is because they're called Bikurim. Bikurim means first. That's their name. Bikurim means they're the first ones to come. Bikurim l'shem b'char, right? That's the first one. So they're Bikurim. Their name itself says that they're first. V'truma l'rishon, she reishis. Truma is called reishis. First, that's why it comes before Maaser Rishon. Or Maaser Rishon and Sheni, Sheesh Bereish. Maaser Rishon should come before Maaser Sheni because it has in it Trumas Maaser, which is called Rishis, because both Trumas are called Rishis. So each one has something why it comes before the other one, and based on these Sukkim, we know the order that we have Bikurim, Truma, Maaser Rishon, and then Maaser Sheni. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Chavtes.